Well, I'm trying to get hold of Sandy Brown. I've left a message on her cell and her office number. Is she on vacation or something?
She isn't. She had stepped out. She had clients this morning, but if you'd like to speak to her, hang on a second. Hello?
Sandy? Hi. This is John Watson. I left a message on your cell yesterday and your office number.
Okay, I apologize for not getting back to you. I had a class all day
No worries, Sandy. It's not a problem at all. I hope your day isn't as frantic today as it was yesterday. So, look, I understand you're handling the sale of 736 Fred Burr Road.
Yes, I have it listed.
Oh, okay. Well, before I go any further, I record all of my outgoing calls. Now, this has nothing to do with you or whoever I speak to, but everything to do with me having a copy of what it is I've said to people. Now, getting back to Fred Burr Road, you should know that the property used to be owned, I believe, by a charity called the Circle of Divine Unity.
Yes, it did.
Right. Now, that charity was, how can I put it, not struck off. It was undone, if you like, by the Secretary of State for Montana in October 2003. I'm not sure what the exact status of the property is, but I know I got a copy of a certificate saying that it basically was undone, discontinued. You'd need to look into what exactly happened. Now, according to Montana state law, if I'm correct, when a charity is discontinued, the assets should be sequestered by the government and distributed to other charities. Now, that apparently didn't happen, and the property presumably languished for 10 months before it was put into another trust by presumably Ms. West, September of this year. Now, I was involved with Divine Unity for 6 months in 2002, and I basically resigned in disgust at what I saw there, and I don't want to go into details except to say that I am involved in legal action against Ms. West, as are others who are going through the Labor Board. But to get back to the charity, as someone who, if you like, donated several hundred dollars to the charity, I am concerned that that matters have not been dealt with appropriately. Now, I don't know whether there's anything wrong. I have no idea. But I can tell you that my lawyer is looking into the paper trail in terms of the ownership of the property, the charity maybe being wound up, and the property moved into another trust, to establish whether it has been done properly and in accordance with Montana law. Now,
I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
John Watson.
John Watson. And what is your number?
My telephone number is 406-642-3874.
Okay.
And I guess I'm letting you know this because if you do get someone who's interested in the property, then presumably you need to let them know if there are any potential issues around ownership of the property.
Okay. Well, when I listed the property on the county records, it did show Divine Unity. And that's what I listed it under. And then my understanding was the county records would soon show Deborah West. At this point, they have not, but Deborah did sign the listing.
Okay, well.
And if there are some legal issues that need to be addressed, they will come up on a title search at the time we request the title prelim with a sale or a contract, and at that time, I guess we'll deal with it. But until then, I really
well, Sandy, I guess what I'm trying to say is, and you're quite right, when you do research, obviously if there are any issues that come up, they will be looked at, and you will obviously seek clarification as to ownership to make sure that it's all legal, as will presumably the buyer. What I am saying is that the property, from my understanding, having worked there 6 months, was owned by the charity. It was paid for out of donations.
Okay, and if I've never known it as a charity. I've only known it as Divine Unity. It doesn't, on the county records, it does not refer to any charity or any tax ID number or...
All right. No, okay, I guess what I'm telling you, I'm giving you information, Sandy, is that it was a charity. And if there is the slightest possibility that the charity's property has been moved into Devereux West personal ownership, then my lawyer will be seeking an immediate injunction with the local judge to prevent the sale of the property. I can't make it any clearer to you than that. I can also tell you while I'm on the phone that there are a number of government agencies looking into the finances around the charity.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I appreciate the info, and I just, you know, as the listing, as I said, I only go by the county records and the specific deeds, and that's what I followed through with, and I do not have any offers. I have not had any offers. I had not have a reason to file a title search.
Yes.
But at that time, you know, certainly if something came up, I mean, we'll abide by all contract and law.
Oh, sure. I'm going to go back to my lawyer now, and if I understood what you said correctly, you were told that shortly it was going to appear in the name of Devereux West.
If the county records would change.
Sure. Well, great. Well, I will convey that to my lawyer now, and I would think that we would immediately seek an injunction to prevent the sale of the property. So.
Yeah, and he can check with the county, you know, as their public records, and that's what I go off from.
Sure.
So.
Well, it's not a case of checking whether it says that. It's a case of me and others, and presumably the Montana State Government, who are looking into this, preventing that property going into the name of Devereux West.
Yeah, and see, I know nothing about that transition at all.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what is going on in the background, and I would think that if you are listing it and someone says, are there any issues around title, you would need to say a big yes. But I leave that up to you. I'm just giving you information. And what I will do before I sign off, Sandy, just to show you that I'm not some crank, is to give you my lawyer's telephone number. She's Jennifer Lint, and she's in Hamilton, Boatwright Law. And she's acting for me in the civil case against West, and she's acting for others who have cases going through the Labor Board. So Jennifer's number is 375-1385. And I'll pass on the information that you've given, not just to my lawyer, but also to the government agencies who are looking into financial affairs of the charity.
Right. And, you know, as I say, the county records are and the deeds are who I go by. So, and when I sold the property to Divine Unity, Devereux West was a signer on that, so I had no reason to believe that anything was different, you know. So,
well, I guess being a signer on it, because she's always maintained ownership of the charity, if I can put it in that way, and from time to time she constitutes a board, as should be constituted with regard to the charity, non-profit organization, but to sign for it as a, if you like, board member, officer of the charity is one thing, but to have the property moved into her name is something completely different.
Right, and I have not seen that as of yet.
No.
It's not on the county records as of yet. I haven't checked, you know, in the last
no.
week or two, but...
But to reiterate, you did infer that that was about to happen. So that is cause of great concern, not just to me and other people who have donated to that charity, but I would think to Montana State Government, because there is no way assets from any charity can move out of the charity into the hands of an individual. It's against the law.
Okay, well, as I say, I know nothing about that. And I have never had it referred to as a charity, only as Divine Unity. So I appreciate the call, and I guess, you know, as I say, if we do have an offer on the property and we do a title search and there are some questions, you know, it certainly will be handled, you know, I mean, and done by law.
Well, from my point of view, and I just wanted to give you information, I will go back to my lawyer now, and based on what you've said in it, and the chance that it would be moving into her, I will actively seek an injunction to prevent the property from being sold. And
okay, well,
and I know that there are a couple of government agencies in Montana are looking at the financial dealings, and this will be news to them, and just add to what they have discovered already. So,
I do need to clarify something. The
sure.
way that conversation came up is
mm-hmm.
when I had said to Jack West, can you sign this listing? He said, no, Deborah can sign it. So maybe Jack can't even sign on the board for Divine Unity. He said, you know, it will be in Deborah's name.
So maybe she's not putting the property in her own name. Maybe there was some confusion. But I thought you said that it was going to it was going to appear in her name in the county records.
I said to Jack, I have to go by Divine Unity, not Deborah's name.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that at that point he thought it, you know, I guess I never took any light to him saying, you know, was it going in Deborah's name?
Okay.
Is it Deborah the only one that can sign for Divine Unity? I guess we never talked about...
Okay. Well, Sandy, I'm not trying to catch you out. Indeed, I wasn't going to ask you any questions. I was just going to give you the information about what was going on in the background.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to cause trouble for anyone,
mm-hmm.
but I am insistent that the law is followed where this property is concerned.
Now,
because
could Jack sign for Divine Unity?
I don't know. It's a little confusing. I worked there for 6 months, and I know that Jack was married to Deborah, and we were all told that they got divorced years ago. January of this year, Deborah filed a divorce petition against Jack. This is public information. It's on the public record. So she was divorcing him. I understand that she moved up to Big Fork or somewhere, and Jack was up there for a while, and then Jack moved away. So I don't know whether Jack, although Jack seems to be on the scene forever, I don't know what his status is. When I was there, he was a board member from Jan 2002 to August, so I don't know. But I'm not really interested in the personalities. I'm interested because someone who did some fundraising for Deborah while I was there to pay for this property, I'm interested that the property either stays in the charity, or if the charity has been dissolved, that the property is dealt with in accordance to Montana law, and that is that it is presumably sold and the money is distributed to other charities. What I don't want happening, and I'm not saying that that is happening, I'm saying that we are looking into it because word has reached, my lawyer does searches all the time, and she's found out that the property has been moved into another trust after 10 months. We don't know what the nature of that trust is, but we are looking into it. So I just wanted to let you know what is going on in the background.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the phone call.
I appreciate you talking to me, Sandy. Thank you very much.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.